It's been just 4 years since gravitational waves, the echoes of massive objects moving across the universe, were detected for the first time. Now a team of scientists has found a better way to detect them, which could tell us more about the darkest corners of our universe. Eleanor Whitehead has more.
It's a sweet sound which took more than a billion years to reach us. But its origin was surprisingly violent. It's the noise of two black holes colliding, sending a ripple across space-time. These gravitational waves, first discovered in 2015, are teaching us about the enigmas of our universe, and we can now hear more of them, thanks to new technology designed by the Australian National University. Natsanik Bunchu is a PhD candidate who helped install the system at the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory, or LIGO, which listens out for the waves in the United States.
It's how frequent we are hearing these things now. It's what really shocked me, and it's mostly because of squeezing that allow us to hear black holes colliding at least once a week. And it used to be just once every 2 months, and that really blew my mind.
So how do you hear more black holes merging? It's that technique which researchers have dubbed squeezing. It muffles what's known as quantum noise, a byproduct of the lasers used to read gravitational waves. Those extraneous sounds have previously drowned out a lot of the universe's messages. David McClelland is director of ANU's Centre for Gravitational Astrophysics.
This is the first time we've used this quantum squeezing effect in LIGO. It enabled us to make those detectors 15% more sensitive. That means we can observe a volume of the universe which is 50% larger than we could previously. And the bigger the volume we can see, the more signals we can see.
And do you have any personal hopes about what this in the future might tell us about black holes or other enigmas of our universe?
Until the first direct detection, we did not know that black holes, whose masses are about 30 times the mass of the sun, we did not even know they existed. In fact, we didn't know how they could be formed. And now we're learning more about those, and we're developing all the statistics to understand their evolution pathways, how they came into existence. So now, with our more sensitive detectors, we're providing a lot more information to optical, radio, and X-ray astronomers to be able to look at these events in a different way. We're learning a lot more about black holes. And my own hope is that in the not too distant future, we'll discover something which we did not know existed, totally unexpected on the warped side of the universe.
David McClelland is the director of the ANU Centre for Gravitational Astrophysics. Eleanor Whitehead reporting.